Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jake Wade. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Rogel moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. Greenberg goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade bunts towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Gehringer throws it away. That's an error on Gehringer. Larry scores. Hughes goes all the way around to score. Trotsky moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Schoolboy Rowe now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Rowe covering, for the out. Campbell moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. York moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Tebbets reaches second base with a double. York scores. Lobbs scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe takes first base on ball 4. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. Rowe moves to second. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Rowe scores. It's 6-5, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Joe Heving now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rowe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Tebbets moves to second. It's 7-5, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. Tebbets moves to third. Rowe moves to second. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hebbing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tebbets settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tebbets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hebbing goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Tigers. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Heving. Tebbets goes all the way around to score. Rowe moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rowe scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Tigers. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-6, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. York moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fox. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters hits a fly ball towards right. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Averill scores. Salters moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-7, Tigers. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rowe is called out on strikes. 1 out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-8, Tigers. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hughes is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-11, Tigers. Jack Russell now pitching. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 11. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.